Linebacker. Back. And notice which parts of the back, of the waist or a little above the waist, are away from the floor. What kind of, how much space is there? Like what could fit between the waist and the floor on the right side? And again, higher in some of those smaller ribs above the waist. There are ribs which many people don't even know they have. And compared on the left, the size between the floor. Would more hands fit? Would less hands fit? And feel which shoulder lies a bit more clearly on the floor, if it does. Has more contact or maybe even more pressure. And from the shoulder, of course, there's each arm through the elbow and the hand, and perhaps one of the arms lies a bit more restfully than the other. And below the belt is the pelvis, the buttocks. Might be a difference of the way that the left and the right side of the pelvis and buttocks lie on the ground. Or you feel the back of one leg more clearly against the floor behind you, or one heel with more pressure. And bend your knees so that your feet are standing on the floor with some distance between them, some distance between the knees, and actually keep them somehow at the width of your shoulders. It is good to have the feet not slipping. And begin to tilt in very soft movements your right knee, so as if you wanted to put it between your legs. So it's tilting to the inside. And you need to probably maybe spread your feet or take the left knee a little further, left foot away. And just very softly, and observe how the back on the right side comes away from the floor when the knee lifts and when the knee tilts, and not just the right side of your back, but probably the right side of your pelvis, and the pressure increases on the left. And then notice which parts come back when the knee comes back to upright. How the ribs above the waist begin to turn and twist, and then the ribs on the right come up. And when the knee goes inward, it lengthens perhaps a little bit, lengthens away from your head. Do you do anything with your breath? Is there any relation? Do you inhale or exhale? And stop the movement with your right knee and do the same with your left slowly. Observe if at the beginning there's any difference in the movement of rolling to the right or the parts on the left that lift, the turn in the chest. And notice again, if you breathe, do you tend to inhale or exhale as the knee tilts inward? Let your head be lying, but not pressed back to the floor. That way, if it any impulse comes to it to roll, it would be available. You don't have to roll it, but just find out and notice your face and mouth. Keep the jaw soft. And then leave it alone and stretch your legs slowly to rest. Bend both knees. Put your right arm to lie next to your head. If you need something for support, absolutely always do it. And have your elbow as unbent as is comfortable. Now that doesn't mean your arm doesn't have to be really next to your head. Wherever it is, above the shoulder, someplace where it's comfortable, that's it, exactly. And begin to bring the right knee inward and down away from your head. And in addition to feeling how the pelvis rolls, how the left side takes the weight, which ribs on the right leave, feel what happens, what do you feel in your right shoulder blade when the knee goes down and away from the head, and when the knee comes to its original position. And you may notice that when you lengthen downward with the knee, it's like it pulls through the chest, through the spine, and your arm gets pulled down with it. And then when the knee comes back to the ceiling, the arm lengthens out again. Let the air come in and out easily. And with every movement, let your head roll to the right. Well, notice how the area between the distance between the right ear and the shoulder changes. And what's different about the whole movement if you roll your head to the left? Does it make it harder or smoother or easier, or just makes it different? So a few times with your head rolling to the left. And a few times to the right to find if one of the ways of rolling your head lets the right shoulder lie more easily on the ground or feels more comfortable through the back. And stretch out your legs and rest. Bring your arm down, of course. Bend both knees. Put your left arm easily, wherever it goes easily. You can always have a support as well so that there's no strain in the shoulder or the clavicle or the elbow. So you can position that. And with your knees comfortably spread, leaving room for the leg to tilt, begin to take your left knee inward, and at the same time imagining that someone just lengthens the knee away from the head, almost like in the direction of what? Between the two legs or in the direction of the big toe. and how the left side of the pelvis lifts, or you roll more to the right side, how the ribs on the left side lift and maybe a lengthen. Begin to notice the space between the left ear and the shoulder. And listen to what happens to that space if you roll your head, whichever way it's rolling first. So for you, it's to the left. And what can the left shoulder hang back to the floor? And if you roll your head to the right, if you let your head roll to the right, what happens to the distance between the ear and the shoulder? And does the left shoulder tend to go away from the floor more when the head rolls to the right? So roll again to the left. Which way is it more pleasant for all of you, from the feet to the knees through the belly, to roll your head to the left or to the right? And then, of course, bring everything back to the floor and rest. Is there now more room or less room between the lower back and the floor, the ribs above the waist and the floor? Does either shoulder lie more restfully or more easily? Bend both knees again, spread the feet, the knees comfortably, and bring both arms to lie overhead. If one of the arms needs support, keep providing that. And softly begin to alternate, first taking one knee inward, and then the other knee inward. And do it softly so you can feel how it is that you come back. So it's not just lengthening and rolling, but also bringing yourself back to the floor so that you don't have to hold your breath. And observe how far does each knee go. And it's not so much tilting both legs, so it's the other one stays not rigidly held, but it tilts much, 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 much less than the one that's actively going to the inside. Unless, of course, you realize that you have to tilt both in one direction or the other. Does one shoulder stay more clearly on the ground? And what happens to your head? Does your head roll? Does one arm stay longer and the other one gets shorter? And roll your head, turn your face to the arm that's getting longer. it's possible to feel which arm gets shorter, which arm gets longer. Yeah, so the knee, when the knee pulls down, it pulls not just away from the head, but it will pull downward on the arm, the shoulder that are coming away from the floor. So you roll your head in the direction of the arm and the shoulder that stays on the floor. Good, then leave that and stretch out your legs and rest again. And again, of course, feel if there's some changes that are obvious from this moment. You're breathing or in the contact to the floor. The way the shoulders lie, or the back of the pelvis, the legs, or the arms. Bend both knees and cross your right leg over the left. And slowly put your left arm above your head and slowly let the knees tilt to the right. And I'll make a big movement, just does your arm get shorter or does it get longer? Could you somehow imagine that you lengthen, or actually even begin to lengthen, the left arm as your legs tilt to the right? So you get long in both directions. And the minute you start tilting the knees to the right, how do you, don't do it yet, just think about tilting the knees to the right, and how, at what moment do you start thinking of the left arm lengthening? And after you've thought about it, you can do it a number of times so that there's a line from the knees to the left arm. Can they start together? Can the left arm and the knees tilting to the right start together? Okay. And just change your arms so your right arm is up and your left one is down. And the legs continue to the right. And lengthen now the right arm. Do you find that easier than lengthening the left arm when the legs are going to the right? And just before you start the movement, really think on the both lengthening, the knees tilting to the right, the left knee lengthening, and the right arm lengthening, so that both together. Just let your head roll as it rolls or shifts and slides on the ground. Feel which ribs can now really roll onto the floor, closer and closer to the armpit, now that the legs are tilting and the arm is lengthening. And next time you brought your pelvis back to the floor, bring both arms down and cross the legs, lengthen them, and rest. Bend your knees, and now take the left knee to be crossed over the right. Bring the right arm up again. And as you think to tilt the knees to your left, do you notice how the right knee is lengthened by the weight of the left leg? And how, if you don't think of lengthening the right arm upward, it will probably be pulled downward, away from the wall above you. So can you, at the very beginning, as you begin to tilt your knees to the left, begin to lengthen the right arm. Lengthen the right arm. Of course, not just from the shoulder, but from the armpit. So the whole right side begins to lengthen somehow from the armpit through to the side of your pelvis where it's being pulled downward. Softly bring yourself, when you bring yourself back to the floor. And change your arms so that you continue, the legs are the same, you continue to tilt them to the left. And it doesn't have to go very far, but can you coordinate that, the tilting of the legs, the big weight of the legs, and the lengthening of the left arm upward has something to do, some sense together, a lengthening of the whole left side of you from the armpit and all the ribs that roll to the floor and the left side of your pelvis. Just make sure the arm behind is comfortable in some way, that your head is not fixed, and it can roll in any direction. Or you can experiment with which direction would be more pleasant, more easy to have the left side be long when the head rolls to the left or when the head rolls to the right. Good. And bring your arm down, uncross your legs, and lengthen and rest. And if during this time you didn't work too hard, but listened to how the legs from below can lengthen downward, the arms from above can invite a lengthening upward, you may find that breathing in the chest or in the belly is changed. Most of us walk around as if the rib cage was one object, but these turning and lengthening movements can begin to move the ribs in a way that they can move but separately from each other, open up the spaces between the ribs, little muscles there. And if you feel some strain or breathing doesn't actually feel fuller or easier, then it's just the body's immediate, truthful report. Maybe there's more to discover about moving more softly so that those little muscles between the ribs don't have to react quickly to any sudden movements, but can perhaps softly lengthen out. So bend both knees. And again, spread with the knees and spread with the feet. Bring your right arm upward. Notice if it's a little easier to get the heels closer to your buttocks where the lower leg can stand comfortably. And tilt the right knee inward and down several times. And now you can allow the arm to be pulled downward or to lengthen it upward a little bit. Just feel. Feel that you work softly and that you think to yourself, how does my chest feel? Are there ribs that are individual or individual pairs? Or does it feel like it's really one structure? And at the very least, you can imagine that the ribs are a little bit like maybe you have an image of ribs of a fish or just even lines on paper, that they can separate a little bit. Do they separate more on the right? Do they separate more on the left? And then change your arms. So the left one is up, the right one is down. Take the time, if you'd like, to bring your supports in and tilt the left knee, your left knee inward, and just feel if it's different than it was earlier. And if it's different, how do you read the difference? Is it smoothness or less pulling maybe through the shoulder or an easier way to breathe? We get an immediate response. Immediate response from the body, and we just have to understand what that language is telling us. So if you feel the movement is softer, that's an immediate feedback, an immediate information that says, oh, you worked smoothly enough and softly enough. And bring your arm down, stretch your legs and rest. It takes quite some time to learn how to move slowly enough and softly enough that the response is a yes, thank you, from our own body. And that's not so much a relaxation like you would lie and just try to relax, as it is learning how to act without unnecessary work going on. All the unnecessary work that goes on, all the quickness, all the pulling, is later we experience as tension, and tension can be experienced as tiredness. And slowly, roll to one side and sit so that you're supported on your hands and your feet are on the floor and the knees are in the air and your hands can, they're somewhere behind. They can be really, wherever you need them to be comfortable. They can be far, they can be close. And with your knees and feet spread, you begin to take once one knee to the middle. So between the knees, but in the direction of the toes of the opposite foot. And then the other way. And just imagine that you still have the floor behind you. It's so easy to get disoriented and stiffen everything in the chest and in the small of the back and in the shoulders once the arms are used for support. So can you still roll the pelvis that you sit more in one direction? If you're tilting your right knee to the left, can the ribs on the right side come away? Can the ribs follow the knee that's tilting, in other words? And with your head, is it easier if you let your head turn so the nose goes opposite the knee that's lengthening? And the chin comes closer to the shoulder? Or is it easier to take the head in the same direction as the knee that's lengthening, which gives you an easier feeling in the armpits and a little bit lower, which makes it easier for the pelvis to go away. And you can really let your head turn quite a lot. And whichever one you think is easier for you, then stay with that one and make the movement a little bit faster. A little bit faster, which means it'll need to be smaller, faster and smaller, faster and smaller. And then take the nose opposite the knees. And you can let both knees tilt. That's okay. Now it's so that the knees go to the left, the head goes to the right, the head and the that's it. And notice that maybe when the head rolls to the other side than the pelvis, that your knees actually come closer to the floor. Okay, leave it please, roll to your back, and just rest. Feel how you, not just you lie on the floor, but maybe how the area of the shoulder blades in between the shoulder blades feels. And if you'd like, you can come up to sit, but this time instead of resting on your palms of your hands, you lean back on the elbows and forearms. But that's a situation in which you can continue to breathe and begin to take one knee inward and down, inward to the middle and down in the opposite toe. And when your both knees are to the ceiling, let your head be in the middle and the chin kind of to the chest. Chin to the chest. You're just nicely, comfortably rounded. And then roll your head. You don't have to let it hang back. Just roll it to the side. So if your right knee is going inward, roll your head to the right shoulder somewhat. And then again, the head rolls with the chin by the chest, and just notice if you can lengthen the knee that's tilting inward. lengthen the knees. If you still want to pull yourself downward, just a few times, softly and lightly. Don't go so far that you feel any strain, and just go really smoothly and quickly from side to side without stopping at the end of the movement, without stopping in the middle. That's it. And it can become really small. So small that it's hardly there, but your shoulders can stay easy, beautiful, and leave it. Rest on your back and rest. Rest on your back and rest. Lie on your back and rest. And then on your back, bend both knees, bring both arms overhead, and once tilt one knee inward, once tilt the other knee inward, and perhaps even if you was not so clear to you how to tilt the knees and when you were sitting up and support yourself on the hands or support yourself on the forearms, that perhaps returning to this much easier situation, it's clearer for you. And every time you roll the knee, really lengthen the arm on the side you're rolling towards. So if the left knee is going to the right, really lengthen the right arm. Now lengthen the right arm. Really lengthen the right arm. Let the left arm do whatever it does. And then when the right knee goes to the inside, really lengthen the left arm, even if that means that the right shoulder comes away from the floor. So if you want to feel how many of the ribs on one side can come to the floor, and how many ribs on the other side can come to the floor. And leave that and rest. How do your legs feel now from the buttocks down, the arms from the shoulders down to the fingertips, the trunk from the buttocks up through the shoulders and the back of your head? Or a general sense of vitality perhaps, since all of you moved, the limbs, the trunk, your head. And if you feel any tightness in the lower back, you can bend your knees. If you don't, you don't need to do this next part. But if you do, that would mean maybe some strain came into the lower back. You can bend your knees, interlace your fingers behind your head, and lift and lower your head a few times, feeling which parts of your back can come back to the floor, perhaps some of the ones that were arching away from the floor in the lower ribs or in the waist. You can also, if you'd like, as you're lifting your head and bringing the elbows forward, bring your feet away from the floor so the elbows go towards the knees. That takes your lower back even more towards the floor, but just do it very, very lightly. So no straining in the opposite direction now. And you can bring the left elbow towards the right knee a few times, so there's a bit of a, yeah. And then the right elbow to the left knee. That's it. And then rest again. Stretch out your arms and your legs. Feel if the distribution of how you lie feels even more comfortable. Roll to one side and begin to bring yourself to stand. Legs feel underneath your pelvis and your chest and your head. How your legs feel walking. The shoulders have any greater feeling of hanging from the, or the arms hanging from the shoulders resting on the ribs. And when you come to a stool or a chair, find out how it is to sit in the more usual way of not on the floor, but on a flat, elevated surface, and see if sitting is somehow different than what you might recall usually.